The Marquette Interchange connects I-94 and I-43 in downtown Milwaukee. After about 4 years of work, Governor Doyle says the reconstruction project will be done by the end of August. That's several months ahead of schedule. And he says the price tag will be below the planned cost of $810 million. Doyle says he doesn't know how far below.
I don't want to give you a number, and in the end, you know, when it's all added up, let's just say that we're safely on target to be in the millions under budget.
Doyle praises the road building firms on the Marquette and cooperation between state and federal agencies. Federal taxpayers are picking up about half the cost of the interchange. But State DOT Secretary Frank Buzalaki says taxpayers should not expect the Marquette savings to go to them.
The needs in the state of Wisconsin are huge. We'll find some place to spend it.
Buzalaki says next up is redoing I-94 from Milwaukee to the Illinois state line. Expanding the zoo interchange west of downtown Milwaukee will be another major project. Gretchen Schult of Citizens Allied for Sane Highway says the state needs to do more for mass transit, including the Milwaukee County bus system and commuter rail between Milwaukee and Kenosha.
You can take your pick of a number of transit projects. Elderly and disabled transit aid statewide, transit needs money.
Schult says she'll gauge Doyle's commitment to mass transit and highways when he unveils his next state budget. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.